It's the Bill and O.C. Show, Utah's number one sports talk, ESPN 700. Switch gears, talk a little NBA basketball here with Alex Kennedy of the Basketball Insiders. Follow him on Twitter at AlexKennedyNBA. And actually, he's got a piece coming out, I believe, tomorrow. He did a piece, a little interview with Trey Burke. Is that right?
Yeah, the article will come out tomorrow morning. It was a 20-minute sit-down interview with Trey Burke, and it was really interesting. He kind of talked about the progression of this Jazz team and the confidence they have now. You know, early in the year, they were a young team. I think they expected to be an underdog most nights. Now he's saying that they expect to win every single game and that the momentum that they're gaining right now is really going to help them next year. He believes that they'll be a playoff team next year. And he just, you know, raves about their young core, the chemistry. He says guys are having fun, laughing. He just had nothing but positive things to say about the team. And he seems to be very optimistic about the future.
Well, there's a lot to be optimistic about. And very clearly, this team is getting better. And a lot of guys are improving at a relatively consistent clip. It's funny that you were talking to Trey Burke because he's maybe the guy who's most inconsistent and most difficult to get sort of a sense of. Did you address that at all in the interview or when you were talking to him about sort of the mercurial nature of his contributions?
Well, we talked about things he needs to work on. I think he understands that. You know, I think he's been frustrated by it, you know, consistency and some of the things that he needs to do in order to fit in and help the team. He said that this summer is going to be extremely important for him. He's going to be going back to Columbus and working out. He basically said that this summer he's just going to lock down and just completely focus on trying to get better. He wants to improve every aspect of his game. He wants to get better at shooting. He wants to just really improve. So he kept stressing that, you know, this summer, this offseason is going to be huge for him. You know, he feels like the offseason is a time where, you know, good players can become great players, and that's kind of what separates players from each other. You know, the guys that put in the work during the offseason, the ones that end up taking that next step. And he's still a pretty young guy, too. So I think there's definitely still potential for him, you know, room to improve. And it seems like he's going to work hard this summer and try to make that next step. But I think you're right. I think it's important for him to be able to take that next step forward. You know, they have so many young pieces there. You know, they basically have young talent at every single position. And we've seen guys like Rudy Gobert, Derek Favors, Gordon Hayward. Those guys have made huge strides. And Dante Exum obviously has a lot of potential. He looks good. If Trey can do that as well, I mean, this is a very scary team.
Yeah, this team's getting better rapidly, a lot more rapidly than a lot of us here thought they would. They're closing past the number that most of us thought. We thought they were a mid-30s win team. They're probably going to be a little bit closer to 40 maybe when it's all said and done. What's the missing piece here, Alex? Obviously, time together, there's a good core of young talent. What's a missing piece for this Jazz basketball team? Because the next step is to get to 500 and or challenge for a playoff spot. What are they missing?
Well, honestly, I think what they need to do is bring in a few veterans. You know, this is one of the youngest teams in the NBA. You know, I understand they have the young core, and obviously that's important. You want to have that young core because when this group hits their collective prime, they're going to be awesome. I mean, this is a great team, and they cause so many matchup problems. But when you want to take that next step and become a playoff team, I think it's important to have some veterans around. You know, there have been a few teams that have done a good job of that. You know, the Phoenix Suns, they had a really young team, and then they brought in some veterans and allowed them to take a step forward. The Oklahoma City Thunder, back when they were one of the youngest teams in the NBA, they always did a good job of surrounding Kevin Durant, Russell Westbrook, James Harden, those guys with veterans when they were younger. So I think that's probably the next step. You know, they had a few veterans on this team last year, but they really weren't competing for anything at that point. Now you're getting to the point where, you know, this team really could be in a fight for the eighth seed next year. So I think getting a veteran backup center is important. Right now, you know, they're really going with Rudy Gobert, Derek Favors, and Trevor Booker. I think getting a guy that can back up Gobert and play some, you know, significant minutes as a backup center would be good for them. And I think also just bringing in, you know, some veteran guys that can be consistent off the bench, I think that would help them on the court and in the locker room as well. You know, when you're talking about a young team, you're talking about guys that, you know, are still transitioning to the NBA lifestyle, guys that haven't been to the playoffs. Having those kind of veterans, just even to provide leadership and help the young guys, is really important. So I think bringing in some veterans would really help because they don't really need young players anymore. You know, there was a interesting debate. One thing I talked about with Trey was the first round pick that they have this year, what they should do with it. Do you trade it for a veteran? Because really, they don't need more young talent, and that's something that they're going to have to consider.
Alex Kennedy is our guest here on ESPN 700, talking a little NBA basketball. Rudy Gobert, very intriguing, obviously, for Jazz fans. At his best, what should we expect of him? Who should he be like? Is there a comparable out there that jumps to mind for you that you want to see Rudy Gobert grow into blank?
I would say Tyson Chandler. I think he can be a defensive player of the year type. Obviously, he's a little bit longer, and he's more of a physical specimen. But I think Tyson Chandler is an interesting comparison just because he can be that guy that dominates down low on the defensive end. Obviously, we're already seeing that right now where he's one of the best defensive big men in the NBA. You know, since he started playing more minutes, the Jazz, I mean, their defense just completely changed. He has that kind of impact. And not only does he block shots and alter shots, but teams won't even go in the paint if he's down there. So that's just huge. I think that his impact on defense reminds me of Tyson Chandler or even a Dwight Howard. You know, just teams are so scared to go in the paint when he's in there. And then offensively, he's very raw still. You know, he's improved significantly from last year, but that's because he didn't really play much last year. But I think, you know, I think at his peak, he's going to be a guy that maybe has a few post moves, but I think he's mainly going to be a defensive guy, a rim protector, and then he gets most of his points and production on the offensive end from putbacks, alley-oops, things close to the basket. So, Tyson Chandler is an interesting comparison. I think if he's able to become a player like that, that's a really good player, a guy that can really contribute to your championship team.
Moment or two more with Alex Kennedy of Basketball Insiders. We ask everybody nationally we talk to about Gobert, but he's the buzz nationally. The other guy we like to talk about is Dante Exum. He hasn't jumped on the scene as a rookie this year, but he's given Jazz fans glimpses, flashes here and there, and those flashes have come a little bit more often now. So I guess I would ask you, Alex, have you seen enough out of a guy like Dante Exum that you feel good about things?
Yeah, I completely love his game. I think he's going to be a very special player. I actually, I fell in love with Dante at a young age when he was at Adidas Nations, and he was then, playing at some of these overseas competitions before the draft process. You know, I think that he's an excellent kid. Just interacting with him, talking with him, he had an excellent basketball IQ, and his work ethic was just phenomenal. You know, he was someone that was determined to stay in a gym and just completely focus on basketball and try to get better. And, you know, he didn't even understand and comprehend why people, why a player wouldn't just lock himself in a gym and try to get better. That's just who he is. He's someone that just wants to improve that badly. He has a desire to be great. And I think that's important. And then when you factor that in and couple that with his length, his size, his skill set, he's going to be a very, very special player. I think you talk to players that have matched up against him and have to play against him, he's a matchup nightmare. He really is, because he is so long and he's so big. I mean, for a point guard, it's just phenomenal what he's been able to do. So he is still so young. I think people forget that. You know, he's one of the youngest players in the NBA. So the fact that he's not able to dominate right now isn't a big surprise. You know, it's really hard when you're that young, when you're a teenager trying to adjust to the NBA on and off the court. But I think, in 2-3 years, we could be talking about him as one of the better point guards in the NBA on both ends of the floor. I think he can be a two-way threat.
Last thing before we let you go. Obviously, the Jazz are an exciting team, but the Western Conference is a nightmare to have to play in. So competitive. How long until you expect to see the Utah Jazz in the playoffs?
That's tough. I would say 2 years from now. You know, I know Trey Burke was saying next year they feel like they're going to make it, but I feel like right now the Western Conference is just too brutal. This is the year where literally, if let's say Oklahoma City was healthy, 1 through 8, you could make the case that every single one of those teams could be a contender, could win it all. That's just insane. So I think they're going to need a few of these teams to kind of break up. Who knows what's going to happen with Dallas if they stay together long term? They have some older players. San Antonio, we always say that they're going to be too old, and then they prove us wrong. But at some point here, they're going to lose, Tim Duncan, Manu Ginobili, Greg Popovich. Oklahoma City, their future's up in the air a bit with Kevin Durant's free agency. 2 years from now, I think that's when the West is going to change a little bit. The landscape of the conference could look a little bit different. And then by that point, you're talking about this group hitting their prime. So I think between the changes in the West and this team improving over the next 2 years, that's when I kind of see them being a postseason team. And then, look, they could be a team that makes some serious noise and really advances in the postseason as well.
Alex, when's that interview with Trey Burke going to be up at Basketball Insiders?
It'll be up tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. Eastern time.
So if you're an early riser here in Salt Lake City around 7, get your coffee and then have a little read of Alex Kennedy and Trey Burke. Thanks, hey, Alex. Thanks so much. You find him at Twitter, Alex Kennedy NBA. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Definitely. Thanks a lot.